Hello, everyone. Let me first wish you a happy year of the ox. May God bless you in this coming year. For my Chinese speaking friends,
大家好，恭祝大家牛年快乐，愿神赐福你们。
This is a customer greeting we say to each other among the Chinese communities when we meet around Chinese New Year.It is a New Year's blessing, and it has greater significance when it is given from the elderly in the extended family during the Chinese New Year festival period. Blessing is the key word here. May God bless you in the New Year with His abundant love. My family and I came to the United Kingdom to serve.As missionaries with COCM some 14 years ago. Up until that point, we had been living in the USA for over 20 years. My wife and I were both originally from mainland China, but we met in the United States when studying at the same university. We got married and had two children. The week before our big move,We went to visit my parents. I remember asking my father for his blessing and a special Bible verse. And he gave me this verse, 1 Corinthians 9:23. Today is War Mission Sunday here at All Souls. When we talk about war mission, we cannot neglect Paul. Paul is perhaps the best of missionary examples.Starting with his own people, then crossing to other cultures, traveling from Asia Minor to the continent of Europe. This passage we read just now is part and parcel of the larger text in the entire chapter of 1 Corinthians 9. It is an interesting chapter. Paul was obviously challengedby some super apostles from within about his missionary strategy and lifestyle. There was tremendous pressure on him also from outside this circle. In response, he gave a defense of his apostleship, which is an excellent example, an explanation on whyHe is doing this mission. What must be done for this mission and how best to do this mission? The why, the what, and the how of Paul's mission. The first and foremost important question is why would Paul go through all the trouble to do this, to do what he had been doingon his journeys. The answer lies in verse 23, and the very verse my father gave me. Paul said, I do all these journeys, do all this work for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. In Paul's early life, he was someone who thoughtHe had everything from his Jewish tradition. Then he met Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus, who turned his life around, changed him from a persecutor to the followers of Jesus. After his conversion, he became a follower of Jesus. Paul's single-minded focus was on sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. In Philippians 3, 7 and 8, Paul writes, But whatever were gains to me, I now consider lost for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For Paul, the The good news of Jesus Christ is the truth, and the real blessing we're sharing with everyone. He wanted so much for his kinsmen, as well as the Gentiles, to have the same blessing he had received from knowing Jesus Christ. He's willing to do anything for this purpose. In the late 1970s, I was a teenager when my family moved to Hong Kong from mainland China to be reunited with my grandfather. My grandfather was a pastor and Bible translator. He was born at the turn of the 20th century, became an orphan during the plague in his hometown in southern China, and was raised by British missionaries living in the area at that time. When we went to Hong Kong, it was the first time my siblings and I met him, and the first time my father saw him again after 30 years of separation. I remember how my grandfather, proudly showed us the Bible translation that he single-handedly translated from Hebrew and Greek to Chinese. And he insisted that each one of us receive a personal copy of this Bible and with his signature on it, his handwritten words of encouragement. I think he felt the most precious thing he had to offer us, his newly arrived family members he hasn't seen for a long time, he never met me before, was the blessing of knowing Christ. This is probably the same reason why my father gave me this verse, 1 Corinthians 9:23, when we traveled to the UK to join the mission ministry of COCM in sharing the gospel. Through this verse, he had given me the blessing and the affirmation that the purpose of our transatlantic move was so that we can be blessing to others, a blessing by reaching the Chinese and share the good news to them, and also to reach Europe. So why mission? For Paul, to make known that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior is the true purpose of his mission. The next question then is, what must be done to share this blessing? We can see from Paul's writing that it must be done by giving up your rights. Verse 19, Paul said, though I'm free and belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. Verse 22, Paul said, I have become all things to all people so that by all possible means I might save some. To share that blessing that was so important to Paul, he said he had made himself a slave to everyone. What does that mean, to be a slave? It means Paul had no rights at all. It means giving up the rights to be a prominent leader in the Jewish community. The right to be married and have children. The rights to enjoy the privileges he had as a Roman citizen, travel freely, even the rights to the freedom he found in Christ. He gave up all these rights to become all things to all people, so to share the gospel. Folks, it is extremely hard to give up your rights and privileges, especially if you have worked so hard to get to the point that you can finally claim them. Back when my wife and I told people our decision to quit are secure jobs at the university, to come to the United Kingdom to join COCM, my colleagues and friends couldn't understand it. They asked, what on earth makes you want to give up the American dream that you had worked so hard to achieve? To be honest, it was a hard decision. And even after we made the decision, even today sometimes, I still question myself, is it worth it? I remember at the beginning of our missionary journey, we read a small book which gave us incredible insights into lives of missionaries who had gone before us. The book is a very small book called My Rights, My God by Robin Wells. The writer gives an honest, compassionate, and uncompromising biblical examination of the struggle to say no to yourself, to say no to self, and yes to God. Yes, there is a real cost in the way God is calling us to step into mission. Yes, there will be hardships ahead of us on the path we choose. We're told to think about the right to a normal life versus the joy of sacrifice in response to the call of our loving God. We are urged to desire an extraordinary life that is triumphant and fearlessly living out according to God's purpose and plans. Over the years, I've kept going back to this small book. I bought copies to give to some of my younger generation missionaries in the COCM team. Many of them were multi-talented, with a bright future in front of them, had they chosen to pursue their careers in the world. Some are from one-child families in China and had worried about taking care of their parents when they get older. What would they do? For Paul, to share the gospel and its blessings means he must be ready to give up his own rights. He must be ready to go the distance to reach to the unreached. It was true in Paul's days, and it is still true today. We need to step up to the challenges. The ultimate example of giving up your rights is our Lord Jesus Christ. In Philippians 2:5, Paul shared, Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantages. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. This was perhaps one of the earliest praise songs about Christ. You can imagine the early missionaries singing about this. Paul records it in Philippians to tell us the wonderful example of Jesus Christ, who gave up all his rights, came down from heaven to reach us. The missionary journey is a downward journey to reach the needy and the marginalized, as in the example of Jesus. But it is the love of God that compels us to do all this. We learned about why Paul is doing this mission and what must be done for this mission. The third question is, how best to share this blessing so more people can be blessed. There's some very practical advices for us here. In verse 20 to 22, Paul says, "To the Jews, I became like Jew to win the Jews. To those under the law, I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those under the law. To those not having the law, I become like one not having the law, though I'm not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law. To the weak, I become weak to win the weak." Paul is actually quite a revolutionary of his times. He hangs out with the Gentiles, the poor, and the rich. He hangs out with those that argue with him. He also hangs out with the intellectuals who discuss with him. He is a true man of the world at the time. But most importantly, he identifies with those who are lost and in need of the gospel. He sets a wonderful example of how to cross culture. One of my favorite photographs of early missionaries is the one with the Cambridge Seven as they were about to embark in the journey to China. In the photo, the seven of them dressed in the last dynasty, the Qing Dynasty's attires, with braided long hairs. This was how an ordinary Chinese male person would look like at that time. In fact, I have another favorite photo, a photo of my great-grandfather when he was a pastor in China, and my grandfather as a baby. And the great-grandfather was a country preacher wearing the same outfit, having the same hairstyle as the Cambridge Seven in their photo. This mission model was quite new at the time, and it was started by Hudson Taylor, who founded the China Inland Mission, CIM. His idea was to send missionaries to go deep inside China, to the rural countrysides, to the inland provinces where people had not been reached. And the key was to become like the Chinese that they wanted to reach. They dressed like them. They lived like them. The British missionaries, including the Cambridge Seven, became a huge blessing to the Chinese and their labor of love resulted directly and indirectly in the existence of countless Chinese churches nowadays we see flourishing both inside China and abroad. I will count myself, my own family, as one of those bearing the blessing because the early missionaries gave up their rights of a normal and comfortable life in their homeland and chose to live amongst my ancestors in China. Because of their sacrifice and love, generations in my own family were blessed. You might say, sure, they're missionaries, and they would do that for sure. What is that to me? Here, I'm living here in the UK, in London. I'm staying home. I'm not called to go overseas. But mission is different now. Mission is no longer just sending missionaries from rich countries to poor countries, from west to east, from north to south. The geopolitical world has changed in the past several decades. It changed tremendously. Mission is now from everywhere to everywhere and from everyone to everyone. Here in London, we're the center of mission. Indeed, now the world is at our doorsteps, right here in London, right here around us in the United Kingdom. The mission is to reach out to all nations at home where you live. The world has come to hear. Some of you may know that the UK government has offered the BNO holders from Hong Kong a pathway to UK residence and citizenship. Our COCM team has involved in mobilizing churches across the UK to get ready and be a welcoming and hospitable as many of these people, newcomers, come to the UK. In the past year, there has been quite a few of them here already. Like many refugees, like many people who come to here in the UK, it may be very difficult for us to engage when it comes to issues regarding immigration, migration, and refugee matters, as there are many different political views on this. Some might wonder, why should we help these people? They're okay. Why even let them come to this country? Some may ask. Why don't we mind our own business? Why don't they stay in their own country? But we can walk into these people's lives and learn their stories for a moment. We'll know that they come, many of them, with wounds and hurts in their lives. We'll see that being foreigners and outsiders in a new country, they're often helpless and harassed. When I look at them, I don't see just the outside of them. I see the hidden broken hearts with broken dreams. Recently, I spoke to a man who came to UK alone from Hong Kong. And he had to rent a place, but he did not know what to do. And so he had to do a lot of things online. And he became a victim of a bank fraud and lost all his savings. He spent time on phone with me. He's crying. I met a family with a young children and heard the father worry so much about their children's futures. There are so many during this pandemic that needs help, both from outside and here around us. Understanding and knowing their needs is so important for us. There are so many opportunities to actually model what Paul has talked about right here in our doorsteps. I think God is challenging us here at the All Souls community to be good neighbors and do mission at our doorsteps, to get to know people, know their struggles, understand their pains, and to share the blessing that we received from God with people of all nations. This is what I like to challenge all of you today in our World Mission Sunday. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your love and blessing upon us. Thank you for the forgiveness of sin and eternal life through Jesus Christ. Thank you for your many sons and daughters from the past who had given up their rights to become all things to all people, to share the good news, the gospel, with people near and far, so that the gospel can be proclaimed as well as demonstrated. May your love compel those of us who have received your blessing to become a blessing to all nations. Help us first to seek to understand others before we seek to be understood. Help us to learn to love and walk with people who are strangers among us. Give us courage to willingly give up our rights, to live our normal life, to reach out to the needy, that we may experience the joy of sacrifice as we join in your work, in mission, right here at our doorsteps. May your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.